Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Yesterday, as we were studying Romans chapter 1, we referenced an idea or an interpretation of Romans chapter 1 that says that what Paul is condemning in homosexuality is the exploitation or an imbalance of power. And we proved that Paul wasn't talking just about that. You know, another argument that is made about Romans chapter 1 is that Paul wasn't condemning homosexual relationships in general, but just only the excessive or the lustful or the out of control ones. And so some people claim that he wasn't thinking of loving, committed, monogamous relationships. But that argument crumbles when we hold it up to Paul's worldview. Paul is writing as a Jew formed by the Old Testament, scripture that condemns homosexual acts in any form, not merely excessive ones. And Romans chapter 1 isn't built on cultural norms. It's built on creation, male and female, visible design, complementary ordering. And so Paul's argument is moral, theological, creational, not cultural. He says women exchanged natural relations. That's not about excess. It's about rejection of God's created pattern. He says that men burned in their passion for one another, not as a result of exploitation, but of desires overtaking design. And here's the profound point. Homosexual acts reflect, in the horizontal realm, the same rejection of God that idolatry reflects in the vertical realm. Both deny God's design. Both suppress what creation makes plain. But you know, our goal as a Christian isn't to win the argument. The goal is to rescue people drowning in deception. And so our prayer is not, Lord, make them heterosexual, but rather, Lord, make them new. Here's how you can pray this with me today. Lord, help me see the world through your creational design. Give me clarity to understand your word and compassion to share it wisely and lovingly. And here's two people that you can pray for today. Garrison Oriana and his family are national change makers in Peru. And also remember, the Russian LifeWord broadcast for the people of Russia and the USA.